From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It now looks like Congress will not meet the midnight deadline to avoid a government shutdown, and the Office of Management and Budget reportedly is preparing for a short-term partial government shutdown. Frustrations grew as GOP Senator Rand Paul held up voting. He opposes the measure because it increases the federal deficit.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Voting looks likely to occur early Friday morning, and the approval in the Senate seems assured, but the situation in the House remains more uncertain. The United Nations has granted approval for a high-level North Korean delegation to travel to South Korea for the Olympics, granting an exception on sanctions against the repressive regime. The exception directly affects Cho Hui, a senior leader in the North Korean Workers' Party who has been on the UN sanctions blacklist since June 2, 2017, and is subject to a travel ban and asset freeze. South Korea's UN mission told the Security Council Committee the 22-member delegation was expected to attend the opening ceremonies Friday and stay until Sunday. The delegation includes the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who was blacklisted by the U.S. Treasury Department. This is VOA News.